Easy 105.9, Easy 100.7 with the Fifth Dimension. Before we get to our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internus and Strand Urgent Care, Governor Haley just announced that she is delaying the evacuations in Horry and Georgetown counties from this afternoon until tomorrow. We have more time to plan now. Charleston, the Charleston area is going to evacuate later today, but this is news that is just breaking. Governor Haley delaying evacuations in Horry and Georgetown counties until tomorrow. Every Wednesday, we talk with our staff medical advisor from today, Strand Urgent Care, usually either Dr. Adler, today Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff, about various health topics. And I don't even know if we have a topic today. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff.
Good morning.
Do you think of anything?
Yeah, you know, I think that we certainly can go along the lines of sort of the storm preparedness. I think it's important for people to understand that there's so many different things that we need to be thinking about during the times of our storms, and our healthcare is one of those. You know, are you on an oxygen machine? Are you on a CPAP at night? Do you have all of your medicines refilled? And can you get your medicines filled before you evacuate if you're going to evacuate? So it's some of those things that we don't think about until the very last minute. You kind of need to pre-plan because the pharmacy may not have your medicine in stock, or you may not be able to get your medicine refilled. If it's controlled substance, is your doctor's office going to be open to get your controlled medicine refilled on Friday when you typically would have gone to get that filled? So just sort of thinking about pre-planning. You know, we have these hurricanes every year. Fortunately, we haven't had to deal with something this close in quite some time. But we need to be thinking about all of those things.
Well, that you bring up a good point. What if the electricity goes out? What about oxygen machines, for example? Do they need electricity to operate?
Yes, they do. Well, there's portable oxygen machines, but they're just a short battery life. And your doctor can sign a letter that the patient can give to the power company that says, I'm on a respirator, I'm on a ventilator, I'm on a machine that I need power for, and that shows the power company which areas might need to be focused on first, and they will try their best to get power back to your house sooner if they have those statements.
That certainly is very important information. Now, if somebody is on one of these, and I understand they're already doing some evacuations of some elderly folks in some nursing homes down in Charleston County. Haven't heard anything about that officially happening here yet, but the folks who are concerned about having electricity for their health needs probably need to be planning right now, if not already on the way, to get further inland. You know, if you can make it to a shelter, that's fine. But, you know, in the past, shelters have lost electricity as well as the storms come through. Let's talk about prescriptions themselves. I don't know what the laws are regarding when prescriptions can be filled. For example, if I've got a prescription that's going to run out, let's just say Sunday or Monday, and I've got an automatic refill on it, will the pharmacies go ahead and fill that for me ahead of the storm, or do I actually have to wait until the date runs out?
Well, there's a couple of factors that has to be considered. Number one, will your insurance let you get it filled a day or two early? And certain insurance companies will only let you fill the medicine every 30 days.
There you go.
So even if you are going out of town, now if it's a non-controlled substance, you can go to another pharmacy and have it transferred. So let's say you use a chain pharmacy, you can go to any chain pharmacy and have that medicine filled. All you have to do is tell the pharmacist the prescription number on the bottle, or they can look up the name of the medicine and they can transfer it to a pharmacy in Florence or Columbia or even at any other state if you can't get it filled before you leave. The problem comes into controlled medications because most controlled medications with the federal government regulations, you cannot get it filled but every 30 days. Mm. There are some exceptions where you might get a 90-day supply, but still it's the same. You cannot fill it until the day it's due. And if that day that it's due is on Saturday, the pharmacy probably will not be able to let you fill it early because of the legal restrictions.
Right. So we've got legal restrictions and have to deal with the insurance companies as well.
And for a controlled medication, they cannot transfer it from one pharmacy to the next.
Oh, really? So, I didn't know that.
Correct. And so certain medicines, they can transfer, but any refills get deleted. So if, let's say you have a anxiety pill that you're taking and it has 5 refills on it, if you transfer it to a different pharmacy and fill it, all of those refills get deleted as a safety precaution to keep people from trying to divert medicines.
Well, let's talk about anxiety a little bit, because there are plenty of people who make a decision to ride out the storm, and then usually when the heart of the storm gets here, they feel like they want to change their mind, but at this point it's too late to be out on the roadways, and many of the roadways may be closed anyway. What are some good ways for folks who find themselves in this kind of situation to, you know, it's too late to go out and get an anti-anxiety pill or Prozac or whatever, whatever they serve you, or what do you call those things, Valiums. So what is a good way to deal with anxiety during a storm like this or any emergency stressful situation?
Well, it kind of goes back to when you're having a baby. They talk about taking slow, deep breaths, and all of those things go into just trying to calm yourself down. Internalizing that ability to try to control your breathing. When you breathe too fast, your heart rate gets up, and then it only exacerbates and snowballs. Sometimes you can get by with non-controlled medicines. We use a prescription medicine for anxiety. Oftentimes it's very similar to Benadryl.
Oh, really?
So Benadryl may help if you're in a situation where you can't see a doctor and you can't get help. Benadryl may be able to help calm the nerves down a little bit. You know, the quiet room, dark room, where you can just sort of shut everything out and try to be in a safe place. You know, we don't have basements here for people to hide into. And so if you're in the middle of a storm, you want to get to the safest location, which is typically an interior room with no windows, which may be a bathroom, get in your bathtub. So you just try to find a place that you can hide where you know you're going to be safe if there is something bad that's going to happen.
All right. Now, I know you probably can't speak for the Surfside location, but at this point, what are your strand urgent care? Do you have any plans on closing? Do you have a contingency plan for bad weather like that?
It's really on a as-needed basis. I mean, right now we're looking at the storm is planning to come Saturday morning. My initial thoughts, depending on with the evacuations, if there's evacuations that are implemented, then we may need to close early on Friday. We have staff that comes from all over the area. We have patients that come from all over the area. So we can't just think about, okay, Strand Urgent Care is in the Group C area, which may not be evacuated at all, but we may be pulling patients from A or B, and our staff may be living in A or B, and those areas may be evacuated. So we just have to wait and see what Governor Haley recommends and what our staffing can do. Right now, our plan is to be open on Friday with the possibility of closing early Friday, possibility of closing Saturday, and maybe even Sunday, depending on what the roads look like.
All right. So, folks, you probably want to call Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach, located right off International Drive, if you were planning on going there over the next few days. And basically, that's what just about everybody has to do at this point, play it minute by minute, because it's a fluid situation. It continues to change. And again, if you are just turning in, Governor Haley has delayed the evacuation of Horry and Georgetown counties until tomorrow. So that gives us